on clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Wednesday. I almost said Tuesday. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's going to be a good day. We got a busy day on the show today. I got Carrie McKinney coming on here in about 8 minutes from Lone Star Gin out in Pampa, Texas, with some information, what's going to be happening tomorrow evening, or Southwest of Burns Flat. And then also, I got some young ladies coming in. I don't know if they're the queens or the princesses, but we'll find out here shortly. From Cheyenne will be in here for the latter part of the show from the Red Dirt Rodeo coming up this weekend, 4th, 5th, and 6th of September. So lots to do, so let's get it on. Oh, first of all, I was in contact with the Cotton King this morning, and he's a proud new daddy. He got him one of those big John Deere tractors, and he's very proud of it. From what I hear, rumors from down around Hobart and down in that area, Sentinel and that area, he just wanted to catch up with the other guys that had the big tractors around there. So he's got it done. He sent me a picture. That's a good looking tractor. I'm not going to lie about that. So so I've got him cornered pretty good on his tractor. But I stopped by this morning at the Fowler Agency here in Elk City. They're having their fall meetings. Elk City today, Altus tomorrow, I believe, and Sentinel Friday. You guys need to take the time and sit down with either your insurance agent or just bring the bill up. I'm sure there's some explanations going on somewhere on the USDA sites and stuff. You need to pay attention what is going to change because of the big, beautiful bill. Now, there's a lot of things changed, and for the better, it looks like. And just talk with somebody that knows more about it than I do. Matter of fact, maybe next week or the week after, I can get Kathy to come on and talk a little bit about it. And it's exciting for farmers and ranchers. So check out how that big, beautiful bill is going to help the farmers. I didn't bring it in with me, but cotton farmers, it looks like it was helping you guys significantly. Well, actually, all farmers, wheat, rye, barley, oats, cotton, peanuts, canola, corn, soybeans. You need to check into this deal. It's Kathy's. This is the words that I was leaving. She said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I gotta go do my show." Anyway, I said, from what I understand, listening to you the last hour, this is big. She said it's huge. So that means something to me because she's one of the best people in her in insurance for farmers and ranchers there is. I mean, check it out. And just wanted to follow up that with you guys real quick. Okay, I'm going to go ahead, since I got guests on most of the day, I'm going to go ahead and do this Central Crop Care grain market update here real quick. As soon as I find it, there it is. I've been working. I'm not set up near as good as I normally am because I was in a hurry because I got in here at 11:30 instead of 10:30, and now my computer, there it goes. Hang on here. Let's see here. Let me refresh it, and then we'll go over some of the grain market before I go to our first break. All right. December corn, 418, down 5. March is 435, down 5. Soybeans for November, 1032, down 8.5. 8.5 down on January, also at 1051. Soybean meal, October, 277.50, down 80 cents. December's 282.40, down 140. Soybean oil, October 51.64, down 62. Hard red winter wheat, December 510, down 1.25. March 530, down 1.75. Live cattle, October 238.62, down 90. December's 240.50, down 65. Feeders for October, 361.52, down 217. November, 361.27, down 220. Lean hogs, October 94.02, down 152. And that is your Central Crop Care LLC grain market update. Let's see here. What else we can do? Well, I think we'll do that. Oh, real quick. Today is the Taylor Ranch happy hour. All cattle are not the same. Just like people, our genetics determine our traits. And if you don't think people's genetics are different, go watch a bunch of guys that want to play golf on the golf course. Some people are tall, some short, some have blonde hair, and so on. It's the same in cattle. Cattle are not the same genetically, especially when it comes to making a good steak. Some cattle just make better steaks than others because they have the right genetics. Taylor Ranch has been working on carcass genetics for over 17 years to develop animals that excel in both flavors and tenderness to give you the mouth-watering best steak in your life eating experience. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served at their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, and whole beef. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. 405-609-4662. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
You got to get your oil changed, but taking time out of your day can be a hassle. We've got your answer. We'll come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. You keep living your life, and we'll take care of the legwork. Any make or model, no matter where you bought it, just give us a call and make an appointment. We'll come get it, do the work, and bring it back to you. Make your life a little bit easier with a no-hassle oil change, where that is the Barber Dyson difference. Only at BarberDysonFord.net.
So there's a company out there that has a certain color. All the farmers and stuff think their oil has to be used in those certain color of tractors. And it's just not true. So here at Camrock, we have the same specification oil as the other brand, where people think that they have to use that for a certain color on their tractors and stuff like that. But we have the same oil specifications as they do. Works just as well, does the same thing, lubes it just the same. Price comparison is, it's not even a comparison. We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil. I use it at our place. My son uses it for our colored tractors that we have, and a lot of other farmers use it too. It's the same oil, specifications are the same. It's kind of a myth where they think that it's got to be that certain type of oil for that color of tractor.
Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in five states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here is your Texas Panhandle Ag Weather Update for Lipscomb. 87 degrees, heat index at 85, humidity's 35, dew point's 55. The winds are out of southwest at 20 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 27. No rain so far this month. And 8-inch soil temperature is 73 degrees. All right, on the phone with me right now from downtown Pampa, Texas, is Kerry McKinney. What's up?
Man, not a lot. What you guys got going on?
Oh, dude, I got girls in cowboy hats around here. They're blue, pink, all kinds of stuff going on in the studio right now.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we've got a lot going on ourselves.
Oh, Kerry is the big boss at Lone Star Gin there in Pampa, and man, you broke this out. What was it, Sunday morning I seen this pop up on social media?
Yes, sir. We made an announcement, of course, pending some membership vote on the Burns Flat side and OCC, the Public Utilities Director, Division Director's approval. We've negotiated and bought Burns Flat Gin. Pretty exciting news, I think, for us.
And yeah, it's huge.
Southwest Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you guys have, let's see, how long's the Lone Star Gin been going now? What, is it 30?
We made our first crop in 2019.
Okay.
And Oklahoma, since the beginning, has been huge, you know, for Lone Star Gin. We've had a really good following out of the customers over there, and it was kind of a no-brainer when this gin came up for sale, because man, we got a ton of customers in that area.
Oh yeah,
and it just works. It works for us and it works for them. And you know, with things going on in the cotton world, it's pretty tough right now. Prices aren't good. A lot of gins have closed in the last two or three years, and we just didn't want to see another one close.
Correct. Well,
not that it was necessarily headed that way, but, you know, we wanted to make sure we're going to keep another one open.
Yeah, because that gin, every time I go through Burns Flat, I mean, it's a cranking them bells out. So it's been that gin's been there since a long time. And, but there's.
Yes, sir. They went through a big remodel, I guess, since about 2019, they went through a remodel. It's really, I was, you know, surprised when I walked in. They've done a really good job there. They've got some up-to-date machinery, got some of the technologies in there, and I look forward to getting in there and tinkering with it and see what we can do with it.
Yeah, I'm super. When I seen you post that, I was like, hell yeah. I was just, you know, that's just me, because there's so many ag-related businesses, whether it be a gin or a feed store or this or that, and I don't mean to be sad when I say this, but there's, you know, a lot of towns have depended on ag businesses for years in Texas and in Oklahoma, and it just seems like when they lose a fairly good sized ag business, it just turns kind of into a ghost town, you know, to me. And
right,
you know,
right.
And so I'm excited about you guys. If everything goes through and everything goes right, I'm excited about you guys having that. What's the ginning capacity there? You know?
You know, that gin is probably about a, you know, it's a nice, smooth 30 bell an hour plant, you know, 600 bales a day, 650, something like that. And run and put out good quality. Like I said, it's been set up right and it's got the machinery there. We just, you know, we're going to get in there and make a few changes, and we look forward to getting an opportunity to run it and to better able. You know, the biggest thing it does for us is Oklahoma's been huge for us. We're from Temple, Oklahoma, down by Wichita Falls all the way to Blackwell, which is at the Kansas border,
right?
On I-35. And so what it basically does is just a bigger footprint for Lone Star Gin. You know, with the freight involved in moving cotton and doing all the things we're doing, it just gives us a bigger footprint to better serve, the, you know, the Oklahoma growers.
Right. Yeah, because I see Lone Star Gin trucks during cotton harvest all the time running by my house, just left and right, just
yes,
like
sir.
Yeah. So it goes good. So tomorrow evening at Keith Snaberger's house, their farm there southwest of Burns Flat. What's the big purpose on this meeting? What's happening there?
So. Couple of things involved in that meeting. As most people know, Lone Star Gin is a business primarily made up of grower investors, is how it came together.
Okay.
It was built and started in 2018, so that guys, we hit those big crops 2017, 2018, and just the need for more gin and capacity in the panhandle, and with the hopes of going into Oklahoma. And, of course, the Oklahoma, it all worked out. The dice hit the right way, and we've been very successful over there, you know. And so tomorrow was mainly we're having a customer appreciation meeting, basically, at Keith Snaberger's barn. He was kind to host us over there. And I'll throw a deal out there for Keith's Butcher Shop. Keith butchers my animals, my cattle for me. So, anyway, we
does he stuff any cotton in your T-bone steaks?
No, he did me a really good job.
Oh yeah, he does good.
I'm one of those guys that, you know, they're customers of mine, so I'm gonna be a customer of theirs.
Correct.
So the main purpose of the meeting is one, to introduce ourselves to the growers that we're not already servicing, you know, in that area. And we invite anybody that's, you know, if you haven't seen it on Facebook or if you hadn't been contacted by myself or somebody on the team, we invite you to come out. We already have an office in Hobart, Oklahoma. Primarily, that office was just a transaction for business to deliver checks and all that good stuff. And so we're looking forward to getting an opportunity to gin some cotton over there, even though it's done on a little bit different. With the OCC involved, it's done a little bit different, and we'll be adjusting to that and making it work for all of us. But we're going to announce, of course, hopefully meet the new growers that we're not doing business with today. Hopefully there'll be customers come the fall here in about a month, as a matter of fact. But, you know, the main purpose is to do that, but we're also going to have the opportunity, if there's grower investors that want to be involved, the opportunity is going to be there to get involved with us as well on the financial side.
Right, and it starts at 6 o'clock, correct?
6 o'clock, yes, and we're going to serve a meal and visit a little bit, and then we'll kind of get up there and talk about what our plans are for Burns Flat. You know, the main thing that we want everybody to know is we're not closing. I mean, I've had that phone call already from several people, and we have no intentions of closing that gin. It's going to serve a great purpose for us.
Well, that's awesome, and if you guys can, get on social media and search for Lone Star Gin, and there's a deal in there. He posted August 31st and gives you the directions, which I'll give it to you right now. It's 20953 East County Road, 1170, in Canute, Burns Flat. However you want to look at that, it's about, say 2.5 miles west of the runway there on County Road 1170. Yes. So if you get lost, go find the runway and head west. So that's the easy part of that deal there. So it's pretty easy to find. It starts at 6 o'clock, correct?
Yes, sir. And my number, if you want to throw that out there, is 806-252-3251. Feel free to contact me, and I'll get you a pin. We all got used to using these Google Maps and Apple Maps and stuff. I'll drop you a pin and get you there. We look forward to talking to our current customers and talking to our future customers.
Oh, correct. Yeah, I'll be there. I'm not a future customer. I'm not a cotton grower, but that'd be interesting to see how that all plays out. And I hadn't seen you in about a year and a half, so I need to come see you anyway. And you'll get to see.
I'm sure you're one of your really good friends will be there.
Yeah. The guy that I was giving crap about when I started the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Him and his new green tractor. So,
yeah, I'm sure he'll be there.
I told him last year when he bought that one from Shaw down there at Blair, that tractor's way too small. Sure enough, here he is. He's stepping up in the world and getting him some, I know what it is. He doesn't want to change a flat tire. That's what it is. That's why he went to tracks. So social media, look up on Facebook, Lone Star Gen, and it's got the whole deal there. What time? It's got Carrie's number on there. It's got the office number on there. It's got directions to Keith Snaberger's. And I think this is exciting, you know. And you couldn't have worded it any better with talking about, you know, we don't need any more ag businesses to close. And the Burns Flat Gin wasn't closing. It was just for sale. But you guys step in there and hopefully everything goes good and gets that done. Well, I'm going to switch directions here a little bit. Cotton. What's the cotton crop looking like out there? And what have you heard about over in here?
You know, done a lot of traveling in the last 5-6 weeks. The cotton crop in the Texas Panhandle, it's probably it's pretty good. It's just we're limited. We're down on acres a little bit due to a couple of factors. We didn't, you know, due to rainfall, some of it didn't get planted. Due to price, some of it didn't get planted. Southwest Oklahoma crop, our customers over there, we have gotten some timely rainfalls. We could have used a little bit more in some places, but I think overall this will probably be one of the better crops since we've been on board that we're able to harvest.
Right. No, like I said, I'm not a cotton farmer, but me driving around and stuff, I'm looking at some pretty good cotton as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I didn't get out and check it out. What do you think? What's it going to take to get the cotton price headed back upwards? What's going on there?
You know, you talk to 10 different people and you get 10 different answers. You know, I think primarily as Texas, Oklahoma, United States, you know, we've got to get back to cotton. And, you know, if we could just gain 5% of this clothing market back into cotton, we could probably consume a U.S. crop of 14 million bales. You know, we just let synthetics, and I'm just as guilty as others, and I'll tell you, I've been cleaning my closet for the last 6 months. And we've got to get back to cotton to get the help build that supply and demand, and then somehow, hopefully in the future, in the coming years, we're going to try to, maybe the cotton industry can get some of the spinning mills and some of the stuff that support our industry back into the United States.
Right, yeah, and I was just at Fowler Agency here about an hour ago, and she's got a big cardboard display on their cotton. Wear blue jeans, I think is what it said. I don't remember exactly, but you know, pushing, hey, we need to get away from the synthetics and get back to cotton.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you know, I've heard different numbers, but I've been in a few meetings and I even heard if we just got 2% of the U.S. market back into cotton, we would dang near consume, you know, our crop. And that's huge. You know, and all it, like I said, we just need to buy cotton, wear cotton.
Right.
Cotton is kind of like the slogan we used to have, beef, it's what's for dinner. It's actually cotton, it's what we wear to dinner.
Yeah, there you go. That's awesome. I'll have to remember that one. I think I've heard it before, but I just need to.
Well, about probably 10 or 12 years ago, I had bumper stickers made, and I've received pictures from people that one of those stickers is somewhere in China. They were over there on a trip and they sent me a picture of it. We did them when we were down in Lubbock, Texas, and it traveled all over the place, but that was just kind of a slogan that we coined back then that, you know, it's cotton, it's what we wear to dinner.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, and we need to see it. I mean, all of our commodities right now are just not the best, and inputs are high, and we need something to change for our farming industry and try to get back on top of this, because it just I read a report a couple weeks on the show that bankruptcies are up a certain percentage over last year and over the last 5 years. And so that's not a good thing.
No, sir. And you know, this unfortunately, we don't have the best market today, but, you know, hopefully if we can have some better yields, that's going to help get us to another one. And maybe with the help of the big man above us and everything else, that we'll have a price and a good crop next year.
That's correct. All right. Kerry, thanks for taking time out of your busy day. Kerry McKinney, he's the big boss there at the Lone Star Gin in Pampa. They're having a meeting tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock at Kisnay Burgers Barn, 20953 East County Road, 1170 in Canute. And 6 o'clock, there'll be a meal served and talk about what's going to be going on with the Burns Flat Gin. And if you got any questions, you can call Kerry if you want to at 806-252-3251. He's a good guy. I've been around him a little bit, and he's straightforward. So you guys got any question what's going on tonight? And see, what was that slogan again? Not beef what's for dinner, but cotton it's what you cotton wear for dinner.
Well, beef's for dinner, but we're going to wear cotton to dinner. So it's what we wear to dinner.
That's right. That's awesome. All right. Yeah, well, Kerry.
Jimmy, thanks for having me on, and I look forward to seeing you over there tomorrow night, and hopefully we'll get a good turnout.
All right. Thanks, Kerry. We'll see you later.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Bye.
All right. We're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your infield coverage and you're back.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. When it comes to feeding your cattle, try our Mix 30 supplement packed with high energy and quality protein to keep your herd thriving. If you're dealing with pests, we carry caput, feral hog, gopher, and prairie dog bait to help protect your land. And don't forget, we are now booking winter contracts for feed and mineral. Secure the best for your cattle before the season changes. Give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills, would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room, we're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner, and they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My mom used to take me to the local dairy when I was a little girl, and I always was interested in learning where my food came from. I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm from the city, but please don't hold that against me. We owned a farm in Colorado and again here in western Oklahoma. My name's Becky Brown, and my husband's name is Tony Tummins, and together we own BT Butchers, a mobile meat processor. We bring our trailers to you, your place, processed your way. Please find us at B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. That's btbutchers.com. We would love to help you feed your family. The short wait list and two-day turnaround means we move pretty fast, and since we come to you, it really is convenient. Not bad for a girl from the city. We would love to help you feed your family.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to this Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. Slap out America. 89 degrees, 88 is what it feels like. The winds are out of the southwest at 13, dew points 56, humidity is 33, 3.93 inches of rain so far in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperatures, 76, sunset at 8:08, 10% chance of storms today at 93 for a high, 57 for a low tonight, 10% chance of thunderstorms, and tomorrow mostly sunny and 91 degrees. All right. This is going to be so much fun. I got one that doesn't care. I got one lady smiling and the other one's nervous. So we're going to have some fun with this. All right, ladies, welcome to the show. Reach up here and tell everybody who you are. And you're the queen, right? Yeah, Caitlin, you're the queen. Tell everybody who you are.
You've got this.
You'll be all right.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Minton, and I'm the Red Dirt Cheyenne Rodeo Queen.
Oh, how about you, young lady?
Hi, I'm Tarly Hickey, and I'm the Red Dirt Rodeo Teen Queen.
Hi, my name is Julie Heron. I am the Red Dirt Rodeo Princess.
Oh, you got a loud voice. I didn't need you to scream, did you? No, that's awesome. All right, the Red Dirt Rodeo is coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Cheyenne. It's called the Little Daddy of Them All. Who come up with that slogan? You? Did you come up with it? No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about the queen, and you're the teen queen.
Yes, sir.
And what queen are you? You're the adult queen?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Julie, you're the princess.
Yeah.
All right, you're proud of it too, aren't you? Well, let's just start with you. Let's go backwards. You want to?
Yeah.
All right, how old are you, Julie?
I am 12 years old.
All right, so what's that put you in? Sixth? Sixth grade? All right. So how did you get into being this princess contest? Tell us what you had to do to become the princess.
Well, at our house, we've been practicing every day, roping circles, getting my horse used to roping circles and trotting circles on my command. And I've practiced my speech. If I need a speech or not, I try to do some questions that I think they would ask me.
Okay.
And I think I did very good.
So what was one of the questions they asked you?
Who is the stock contractor?
And who did you say?
I said, I don't know. But now I know.
And who is it you know?
It's the Champions of Pro Rodeo.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool. And so did you have to do your speech?
No.
You didn't. So what was your speech about
that
you didn't do?
My horse and what events I do, and yeah.
Okay, let's talk about your horse.
Mostly all that.
Is it a her or him?
It's a him.
What's his name?
Willie.
Willie?
Flash and Willie.
Flash and Willie, all right. Who named him? You?
No, he used to be a racehorse, so that was his name. So we just call him Willie.
Okay, what color is he?
He is a paint brown and white.
Oh, cool. I bet he's pretty.
Yeah.
And so how long have you had him?
For like 2 months now.
2 months now? Are you attached to him now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His favorite candy is Airheads.
Your mom and dad don't have to kick you out of bed to go feed him?
No.
Did we find a weakness in you? So how often do you ride him?
We usually ride like every day or about three times to four times a week.
At least, right? More than once a day?
Yeah, no. Well,
okay, so what events do you participate in with Willie?
I do barrels, poles, goats, flags, and that's it.
What's flags? Help me out here.
You run down and you grab the flag and come home.
Okay. So you're still too young or are you not interested? Do you do breakaway?
I do breakaway on a horse.
That's become my favorite sport. I'm not going to lie right now on the radio. That's become, that breakaway is just, I think it's awesome. I don't know why, but I just love it. So, anyway, so what's in the future for you with, besides being the princess, are you going to go for barrel racing or breakaway or whatever? You just going to stick with it hard? You really love it?
Yeah.
You love it? So, all right, cool. So what kind of hay do you feed your horse?
We feed alfalfa pellets and what is that kind of hay? I forgot what the kind of hay
grass
is.
Grass hay?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, I'll help you out. And I just thought, see if you knew what you're feeding your horse. Or you're just doing what mommy or daddy tells you to feed them, huh?
What my mom and dad tell me to be.
Fine. All right. Taylee, right?
Tarly.
Oh, that looks like an L. Tarly, sorry. Tarly Hickey, you're the teen queen. Define what the teen queen is.
It's in between the queen and then in between the princess. So you're like right in the middle.
Closer to the mic there. Thank you.
And it's just right in the middle. Right. You're almost the queen, but you just came out of the princess.
Okay. So how old are you?
I'm 13.
13? I got you. And you go to school at Cheyenne?
I go to school at Sweetwater.
Sweetwater. Okay. And then, all right. So let's talk about you. How did you become the teen queen?
Well, 3 years ago, I ran for Old Settlers Princess, and I got that. And then I've always loved doing the queen stuff because I rodeo and I ranch. And I love horses in general. So I was like, Mom, can I enter this? And she was like, yeah. So I entered it, and I won, and I was very happy. I ran against two other really, really good girls that they're very competitive. I was just really happy with the outcome overall.
Right, yeah. So what all do you have to do to become teen queen?
At the competition, we had to do a horsemanship pattern. We had to carry flags, and then we had to do a – we had to carry flags around the arena, and then we had to do our queen wave around the arena.
All right. And you had to, did you prepare a speech like she did?
Well, we had an interview. We had an interview also, but I didn't have a speech. I just practiced some things that I think they would say, but I just wasn't sure.
So. All right. So what, during the interview, what's some of the stuff they asked you?
They asked like who the stock contractor was and to define it. And to define a stock contractor, and what I fed my horse, and how old he was, what color he was, and they asked like what the more important of a bullfighter is, safety or entertainment, and
a
rodeo clown, and I was like it's safety. I'm pretty sure rodeo clown is safety. And then they asked me to define a bullfighter, so I did, and they asked me three famous cowboys from Oklahoma.
And what did you say?
I said Sage Kimsey, Trey Kimsey, and Wacy Shala.
Oh, well, that was easy. on the bullfighter question, what was your answer?
I was like, the bullfighter's job is just to keep the competitor safe and not let anybody get hurt and keep the bull safe also.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That was a great answer. And did you learn that from one of the Kimseys?
No, my dad was a bull rider, and I went to a lot of rodeos, so I just knew that from experience and watching rodeos.
Oh, cool. All right, so next year, are you going to stay teen queen, or are you moving up where you got to run for queen?
I'm not really sure. I think I'll stay down with teen queen. I'm pretty sure because of my age, I have to stay down lower, and so I can't run for queen until, like, a couple of years later.
So, what, you got to be 15, 16 to be queen?
Yes, thanks.
Okay. And then, let's talk about your horse.
My horse's name is Bobcat, and he's a Palomino, and he is 8 years old.
I got you. Mm-hmm. And how long have you had him?
I've had him, I think, for 5 years.
So, yeah, so mm-hmm. you guys are buds now for
yeah.
sure. Yeah, so, and then how often do you ride, what is Bobcat? How often do you ride Bobcat?
We try to ride him as much as we possibly can. He is my dad's ranch horse, so I steal him from him. And I try to ride him three times a week at least.
Right, and your dad uses him on the ranch?
Yes.
Where's your guys' ranch at?
It's in Radon, Oklahoma.
Okay. And what's your favorite thing about living on the ranch?
I love branding calves. That is, working calves is my favorite thing to do.
What do you do when you guys are branding?
I like to bust. I like to flank the calves, and I like to give shots.
Have you ever got kicked in the face yet?
No, but my brother has, actually. He has that experience.
Can you want to talk about that?
All I know, he had a big old bruise on his under his chin. It was horrible. I was like, oh, no. He's like, don't ever do what I did.
Yeah, don't ever do what. So what did he do wrong?
He was trying to flank the calf, and the calf just kicked up and kicked him right in the chin, and it was horrible, and it was bleeding everywhere.
Did your brother say he's seen some stars?
He said he felt like he flew 100 feet in the air.
Did he? So you like branding and working calves.
Yes, sir. All right,
so what are you at? What's your favorite part to do with your horse? What's your favorite event?
I like to run barrels.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your fastest time ever?
I think a 16.
That's pretty good. That's real good. Yeah. And there, because the barrel racing, breakaways, man, it's just, that's all you see on social media during rodeo season anymore. It's just that they're getting it. There's some girl, I think, I don't remember if she's from Canadian or somewhere in Texas, that holding the records right now on breakaways. She just all over the place. I can't believe how fast, and it doesn't matter whether you're a girl or a boy, how fast they can throw that rope. And just boom, done. It's awesome. That's why I like it. So anyway, so what's in the future for you? I know you're only, what, 12, 13?
13, yes.
I know you're only, so you're in what, 7th?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and go to school at Radon?
Sweetwater.
Sweetwater? Yeah, that's right. You told me that earlier. Sorry. So what's in the future? What do you want to do? You just want to keep doing what you're doing now?
Yeah, I think I'm going to keep rodeoing and ranching. And I show lambs. So,
okay.
Yes, so probably that.
Too. And that's in Roger Mills County, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. All right, are you ready, young lady? You ready to go? Let's talk about your horse. What about your horse? What's your horse's name?
Rosie.
What is Rosie? I got you. And how old is she?
She's 13.
13? And have you had her for a long time?
No, I just recently got her, I think, last year.
Last year? So what's her pedigree? Has she been a barrel racer or just a roping horse?
I use her for play days, barrel racing, jackpots, stuff like that. So
all right. How'd you become queen?
Actually, it's my first year doing this, so I just went to the competition and sold some tickets to qualify, and we did an interview and horsemanship pattern with carrying flags.
Right. What? So you want to talk about your interview? How did it go?
It went great. I was kind of nervous, so I didn't really prepare a speech.
Right. So what questions did they ask you? Same along the same line as them?
Yeah, but I didn't really know the answer, so I told them it was a really good question. I'd have to think about it.
Right.
But another question they asked me was what my favorite event was. So
well, I was going to ask you barrels. That. So what was it?
Barrels.
Barrels? All right. What, you know what your fastest time ever is?
My fastest time is 18, but it wasn't on my horse. It was on my cousin's horse.
That's still good. What is a good barrel run? Anywhere from what, 15 to 19? That's fast.
On my personal horse, 19.6.
Okay. All right. And then how often do you ride your horse?
Not very often, because I'm not really as into it as my sister is.
Right.
So I don't ride as often as her.
Does your sister ride quite a bit?
Yeah.
All right. How's your sister?
She's 14. She'll be 14 on Sunday.
I got you. So are you guys competing this weekend at the rodeo?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes? Oh, what about you?
Are
you just going to stand around and look good? Where'd my paper go? There it goes. Okay. So this weekend, the rodeo's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And let's see, what time's the gates open here? Don't tell me. Seven. And the rodeo starts. Is the rodeo start at 7?
The rodeo starts at 7 and the gates open at 6.
Okay. All right. And then the youth rodeo, is that the one you guys are going to be in Thursday? Is that correct?
I won't be. I'm too old. I'm okay. Too old, too.
Too old?
Yes.
What's that? Well, so you're going to be in it by yourself.
Yeah.
So what are you competing in, young lady?
I am competing in barrels, goats, and breakaway.
Oh. So how good are you with the rope?
I'm pretty good.
Mom's over there going, she's good. So, I got to go to that meeting tomorrow night. I'd like to come out and watch you. Somebody, will you send me a video of her? Yeah, that'd be cool. Or of all three of them, actually, but that'd be fun. So when do you guys compete?
We just are the rodeo queens. We don't compete at the Shine.
So you guys are just going to be ambassadors, right?
Yes, sir.
What's your?
I'm going to compete in barrels both nights.
On Friday and Saturday?
That's if my stepdad lets me.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be all right. You'd be good. So barrel racing is probably first in the competition at the rodeo, isn't it? Probably. Or
it's closer to the end.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's been a while since I've been to something besides watching it on TV. So Friday and Saturday night. So what, like, is there age, like 14, 15 year olds and up will be competing Friday and Saturday night?
The kids rodeo is 12 and under, so I'm assuming
be
it's 13. Probably
13
and up. Yes.
I got you. Anyway, so, okay. So Friday, Saturday, or Thursday, Friday. And at 7 p.m., there it is, I found it, 5th and 6th Saturday. But the youth rodeo starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Mm-hmm. So you guys got to get it out of the way before the big people come in, right? Or is it just the youth rodeo period tomorrow night?
Just the youth rodeo period.
So is there any – so you're not going to try bull riding?
No.
Why not?
My mom doesn't want me to hurt myself.
What about you two? You guys going to try bull riding?
I actually have done that before. Me and my sister both did. We started out riding calves, and then we did steers, and then we rode mini bulls. So I've done that before, but I think I'll pass on that one. But
what about you? You want to try bull riding?
No, I'm just scared of getting hurt. So.
Okay. Well, they can hurt you, that's for sure. So... All right, well, guys, thanks for coming in.
There's a there's round two if you get in the top 10.
Yeah.
At the kid rodeo.
Yeah.
You get to go to the pro rodeo, and you get to run in there.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, guys, thank you. Julie, Tarly, I see the R now, and Caitlin, thank you so much for coming in, and you guys are three beautiful girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
They have a record of standing by their drivers. Their doors are always open, and their communication is direct and honest. They want to help you build a career. Fair warning, though, if you're chasing 50 cents more an hour, Canyon Oilfield Services might not be right for you. But if you're looking for continuous work with a team that sticks with you in good times and bad, then Canyon is where you want to be. Apply online at canyonoilfield.com or go by the office a mile and a half south of the Elk City Golf Course. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August the 22nd. 1,665 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 456 brought 495. 16 at 476 brought 475. 7 at 576 brought 385. 5 at 620 brought 352. 5, 19 at 832 brought 339. 4 at 848 brought 342.50. 15 head of heifers at 370 brought 440. 13 at 437 brought 420. 6 at 503 brought 405. 18 at 584 brought 377.50. 12 at 667 brought 348, 8 at 998 brought 264, butcher cows were 62 to 189, butcher bulls 164 to 215, bred cows were 1475 to 3450, pairs were 1800 to 3950, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here's your Ag weather update brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden for southwestern Oklahoma. Out is 85 degrees, feels like 85. The winds are out of the west, northwest at 3 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 0.05 inches, so it must have been a fog or dew. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees. Sunset at 8:03. Sunny and 93, 64 low tonight, and sunny and 96 degrees tomorrow. That was so fun. Those girls, man, that youngest one, Julie, I bet she's a handful for her parents. You can tell when you shake the hand of a lady off of the ranch. I shook their mom's hands when we was leaving here, or they was leaving here, and they got a grip. So you can tell they're from the ranch. How about that? But Julie, the hare and the princess, she's something else. Again, tomorrow night at Cheyenne is the Red Dirt Rodeo. Tomorrow night will be the youth, and it starts at 6 o'clock, and it's free. That one's free. And be admission into into the KPR Open Rodeo, A Rodeo. How about that? KPRA Open Rodeo, Friday and Saturday night. 7 o'clock, $16,500 in added money on the line. And so tickets are available right now on sale at eventbrite.com. And fun times. Yeah. Julie, she's quite the girl. I see her, all three of them actually, going far in their future because they want to. This made my day when I seen this on Monday. I got enough time on it. JBS among meat packers fined as Brazil cracks down on illegal cattle. Brazil's environmental authorities announced a major operation that seized around 7,000 illegal head of cattle in the Amazon on Thursday. The government also issued fines to several ranchers and slaughterhouses, including JBS NV, the world's largest meat supplier. The move comes on the same day as separate analysis revealed the American burgers, I said that twice, so you know I said that, are increasingly financing the destruction of the Amazon rainforest. I've been talking about that on my show. with Brazil and Argentina becoming some of the biggest soybean or the biggest soybean and corn producers, exporters, they had to be destroying the Amazon rainforest. And nearly a quarter of Brazil's beef exports to the U.S. come from slaughterhouses located next to areas where where they're taking away the forest. It's rampant. And what else did they say here real quick? Because I'm running out of time here. It said between 1985 and 2023, an area slightly larger than the country of France has been converted into pasture or farmland. You guys believe that? Crazy. So there's probably be a lot of interesting stuff come out of this report. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.